Hello, it is Mama D. Time for some coffee, some tea, and some Mama D. Well, let's see. What shall we talk about first? As I scrunch around and try and find something here. In any case, I think that first and foremost, we should have a little chat about some news. First of all, it is Wednesday, and today is election day. I know the whole thing has been a total snore, but get out there and vote. I mean, really, really get out there and vote. Anyway, first bit of news that I have for you here is from CNN.com. Sexually suspect panda gives birth to twins. This is from Reuters, Beijing, China. A panda, once believed to be male and sent to Japan to breed with a female, without success, gave birth to twin cubs this week, state media reported on Thursday. Apparently that would be the reason he wasn't able to mate with the other female. The panda, Jinzu, gave birth to two female cubs at the Wulong Nature Reserve in the mountainous southwestern province of Sichuan, 11 years after being declared a male at birth in 1996, Xinhua news agency said. Jinzu was believed to be male owing to her inconspicuous secondary sex characteristics and behavior, the agency quoted. Jinzu was sent to Japan in 2000 to mate with a female, the report said. When the panda showed complete disinterest, experts decided to turn to artificial insemination, leading to the discovery that Jinzu had no penis, it added. Jinzu was sent back to China in 2002, with experts arguing that the panda was either a hermaphrodite or had underdeveloped sexual organs. The penis of an adult panda is only about 3 centimeters, 1.2 inches long. Xinhua quoted Li Deshen, a panda expert, as saying as a possible reason for the mix-up. It was not until 2005 that scientists discovered 9-year-old Jinzu's ovaries were positioned in the wrong place and gave her a 2-hour operation to make her a normal girl. Jinzu subsequently mated with a male in March 2007 and gave birth 142 days later, Xinhua said. The giant panda is one of the world's most endangered species and is found only in China. Possibly endangered because apparently they can't tell the boys from the girls. Here's a little bit of music. Thank you.
banks and greys, Bonnie Doon. How can you bloom so fresh and fair? How can you chant your little birds when I'm so weary, full of care? You'll break my heart, you open birds that wantons through the flowery thorn. You mind me on departed joys, departed never. Oft have I roved by Bonnie Doon to see the rose and woodbine twine and ilk a bird, and sang on his love and fondly say, did I? With light some heart I pulled a rose, fall sweet upon its flowery tree. But my false love, she stole my rose. Banks and braes, Bonnie Doon, how can you bloom so fresh and so fair? How can you chant your little birds when I'm so weary and full of care? You'll break my heart, you organ birds that wantons through the flowery tree. You mind me of departed joys. Thank you.
since we started with a silly animal story, let's move on to a silly science story. Because apparently the Silly Science Awards were handed out. This is off of Yahoo News. Hamsters on Viagra take center stage at Ig Nobel Awards. Scientists who discovered that Viagra helps hamsters overcome jet lag, and a Japanese researcher who extracted vanilla flavoring from cow dung, won top honors at the 17th annual Ig Nobel Awards. The awards, a tongue-in-cheek homage to their Scandinavian counterparts, were announced during a raucous ceremony at Harvard University in Massachusetts, which shone a bright light on obscure and often bizarre research and inventions. The Igs, as they are known, are chosen by the Annals of Improbable Research magazine to highlight scientific achievements that, in the words of editor Mark Abrams, first make people laugh and then make them think. Among the winners were a British-US duo for a penetrating report on the effects of sword swallowing, and a Spain-based team who answered the questions of whether rats can discriminate between Japanese and Dutch spoken backwards. It was a surprise. "It was the last thing we accepted," said Nora Sebastian Gales, one of the Barcelona team of scientists of the findings. The awards, she said, bring out the freak inside most scientists. Never thought of scientists getting freaky. But here we go. 7 of the 10 winners this year paid their own way to accept the awards, which were handed out by 6 real Nobel Prize laureates. Although pelted by paper airplanes, as per tradition, each winner expressed delight at receiving the small trophies affixed with a chicken and an egg. Asked why chickens were chosen as this year's theme, Master of Ceremonies Abrahams looked astonished and said only, "Well, how could you not?" Some scientists have complained that the satirical awards unfairly tarnish legitimate research. Others say a sense of fun humanizes scientists. "I don't take it as an insult at all," said Brian Whitcomb, a British radiologist who won the Medicine Prize for his sword-swallowing research. "Humor adds to research," he said. His co-author, U.S. scientist Dan Mayer, even gulped down a short sword before thanking the whooping crowd with the hilt between his teeth. Yeah, wow. Past winners who showed up included the creator of the plastic flamingo, the inventor of a hiding alarm clock, and a researcher who reported the first known case of homosexual necrophilia in a mallard duck. "To my knowledge, this behavior has not been observed in chickens." Dutchman Kees Moeliker deadpanned. I'm glad to hear that, I think. Research highlighted by this year's awards ranged from a study of how sheets wrinkle and how the word "the" causes headaches. Causes headaches for indexes, to why humans can't stop eating when presented with an apparently endless bowl of soup. Some winners tried to explain their research, but if they talked for more than 60 seconds, they were interrupted by an 8-year-old girl who repeatedly intoned, "Please stop, I'm bored." Nonetheless, Dutch scientist Joanna Van Brolswijk managed to describe why she was doing a census of the mites, insects, and spiders, and other creatures with which humans share their bed. "I found that you never sleep alone." Oh, yay. Oh. So didn't want to know that. Diego Golombek, the Argentine who found the cure for hamster jet lag, which I'm sure is very important, thanked his assistants for going to the store to get the Viagra for us. Also honored was a Taiwanese man who patented a device to net bank robbers, but who could not attend the ceremony because he has apparently vanished. Someone in Taiwan suggested that the man is trapped inside his machine and is there to this day, Abrams said. Oh dear. The highly coveted Peace Prize was given to an Air Force laboratory for researching what the committee dubbed the gay bomb, a chemical weapon that would make enemy soldiers become sexually irresistible to each other. No one showed up to collect the award, but a disco ball dropped over the stage and Abrams said the bomb would be demonstrated before an official censor of the evening's No one showed up to collect the award, but a disco ball dropped over the stage and Abrams said the bomb would be demonstrated before an official censor of the evening's activities intervened. Japanese researcher Mayu Yamamoto, who received the chemistry Ig for her work extracting vanilla flavor from cow dung, got an additional honor. A local ice cream shop created a new flavor, the Yamamoto Vanilla Twist, in her honor. Yamamoto said she first learned of her award by email and thought it was a joke, but decided to go to the ceremony because I want everyone to know about my research. As if further levity were needed, the ceremony was punctuated with goofy moments of science and a contest to win a date with a Nobel laureate, billed with the slogan, "He's shapely, he's sassy, and he's smarter than you." Ears, I just don't know what else to possibly say about that, so I'm just going to hit play.
Long time love.
Now, lately, there's been a bunny hunt at my house. Someone, it would seem, has let out a rather large number of bunnies in the area. I've seen a large white one. I've seen a small black and white one. And I've seen a little red lop-eared bunny. So, with that in mind, comes this. Pet rabbit stolen from preschool. Spokane, Washington. This is from USA Today. A pet rabbit named Sugar Bunny was stolen from a preschool, and flyers protesting circus animal acts were left in its empty cage. The preschool's children gathered in a circle Monday to remember Sugar Bunny. We talked about how some people have different ideas about animals, said teacher Lori Peters. Some people don't think they should be in cages. Sugar Bunny vanished from the community building children's center on Saturday, teachers said. Somebody stole him, 5-year-old Zion told the spokesman review, which gave only the first names of him and other children in a report on the heist. I'm sad. The flyers expressed protests against the Ringling Brothers Circus, which was in town during the weekend and had a picture of a bear trying to escape from a cage. The flyers bore the names of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and the Northwest Animal Rights Network. Nafna Nakminovich, director of PETA's Domestic Animal Department, said the group would not endorse stealing a pet bunny. Just like dogs and cats, rabbits have been domesticated, so we encourage people who have the knowledge and ability to adopt rabbits from their local shelters, Nakminovich said. It is unclear whether the preschool will find a new pet. Now, what kind of a sicko pulls a stunt like that? I mean, come on, people. It's not like you were rescuing a rabbit from scientific testing or, you know, like, I mean, they're children. It was a pet. And I might add, whoever it was that let all those bunnies out at the park near my house, again, they are domesticated animals. They are not able to fend for themselves. We have taught them to rely on us for food. So, come on. Anyway, I'm going to lighten the mood after this one. So here's a little more music. Enjoy.
Little pictures in my mind. The laughing clown, he feels so fine. The golden days of summertime to help me on my way. It's a three-ring sparkle show, magic flowing to and fro. And where it comes from, no one knows. I only hope it stays. The old lion in his cage, roaring out his jungle rage. I think his kingdom's come of age, and now he don't know what to do. He's pacing up and down that way, looking for a clean escape. But every time he turns again, he only feels more blue. When the circus come to town, ain't nobody feeling down. The circus wipe away your frown and make you feel okay.
old serpent twining round, round the lovely girl he found. He don't slither along thy ground, I'm sure I seen him smile. He don't eat the dust no more, or live as lowly as he did before. And he's a lucky one for sure, he got a natural feel for guys. Above in quiet ease floats the man on the high trapeze. He seemed to be doing whatever he pleased and never coming down. I only wish I could be like that, flying high on that acrobat. It seemed to be it's where it's at, city crawling along the ground. When the suckers come to town, there ain't nobody feeling down. The circus wipe away your frown and make you feel okay. And it's a three-ring sparkle show, magic flowing to and fro. Where it comes from, no one knows. I only hope it stays.
Aha, me boys will be like they. Me boys will be lighty.
Aha, me boys will be
lighty. These boats got a fine barcody. Aha, me boys. Lukey's boats got a fine barcody.
And if we see Miss Chinkford, buddy, aha.
Me boys will be lighty.
Aha, me boys will be lighty.
Lookie, the blinds are down. Ah, me boys. But I says, lookie, the blinds are down.
Wife is dead, she's on the ground. Aha!
Me boys, you be latte. Sing it!
Aha, me boys, you be latte.
Well, I says, lookie, I don't care. Ah, me boys. But I says, lookie, I don't care.
I'm getting me another in the spring of the year. Aha!
Me boys, you be latte. Just sing it now.
Aha, me boys, you be latte.
Boys, you'll be lying.
since it is now Oktoberfest time, I felt that I should interject an Oktoberfest story as well. This is from Germany, off of Yahoo News. A German man, who had been drinking heavily at Munich's Oktoberfest beer festival, got stuck in a chimney for 12 hours while trying to climb into a friend's apartment, police said. After finding his friend was not at home, the 27-year-old climbed onto the roof of a neighboring building at about 2 a.m. and headed for what he thought was a gap in the wall between the two houses. He found himself sliding almost 30 meters, that's 98 feet for those of you who can't translate, headfirst into a chimney, a spokesman for Munich police said. An 82-year-old janitor from the hotel next door eventually heard the man's calls for help, and he was rescued at about 2 p.m. by fire brigade officers who knocked a hole into the side of the chimney to liberate him, the spokesman said. He had managed to turn around and had removed his clothes. Why do people always get naked? And had removed his clothes to try and help him squeeze back up. Miraculously, he was only slightly injured in the fall, sustaining just grazes and bruising, police said. The man was taken by helicopter to a hospital where he was being treated for hypothermia, they added. He might not have had that if he had left his clothes on. Just my thoughts on the matter. Here's more music.
My coffee to start my day. She said she would heat it up, but you know it's getting late. Cold black coffee is all I ever get. Cold black coffee makes my life a mess. When I woke up this morning, well, I guess I slept in. She said that I'd missed it. It's too late to heat it up again. Cold black coffee, that's all I ever get. Cold black coffee, too many reasons to forget. How come there's so many empty coffee cups around here? Coffee, that's all I ever get. Oh, black coffee makes my life a mess.
And last, but not least, I think I need to pull out a Darwin. Let's see. Oh, here. Always a good one. This is the kind of Darwin that we like. Bucket of dynamite. You gotta know, it's gonna be hysterical. An unnamed patient at the local clinic told my neighbor that he had serious internal injuries, including a ruptured eyeball, total hearing loss in one ear, and both legs amputated mid-thigh as the result of a fishing accident. Also, the man damaged both, well, you know, qualifying him for the Darwin Award, which, of course, for those of you who don't know, the Darwin Awards salute the spirit portrayed in the following personal accounts submitted by loyal and somewhat sometimes reluctant readers. Basically, in order to win a Darwin, well, you have to kind of take yourself out of the gene pool or render yourself unable to procreate. Anyway, this man had been standing at the end of a dock with a bucket of dynamite. 2-inch chunks, each fused and capped. He lit the fuse, cocked his arm for the throw, and dropped that chunk of dynamite into the bucket of dynamite. Instantly recognizing the serious situation he was in, the man dove off the dock. But water is incompressible. It transferred the force of the explosion in line with a blast against his body. One doctor was heard to remark that it was good that this patient had lost his, well, you know, as it removed him from the gene pool. Yeah. Okay, and on that happy note, do we have time for one more? Oh, maybe. Let's see. What have we got here? What the heck? Let's go for it. Oh, let's listen to some music first.
Bonnie May, a shepherd, and has gone to call the sheep to the fold. And as she sang, her bonny voice it rang right over the tops on the downs, right over the tops on the downs. There came a troop of gentlemen as they were riding by, and one of them was lighter down, and he's asked the word away, way, and he's asked the word away. Ride on, ride on, he rang riders, his teeth are stout and strong. For it's out of the fold I will not go, for fear you do me wrong, wrong, for fear you do me wrong. Now he's taken her by the meadow chimp and by the green gown sleeve, and there he's had his will of her, and he's asked of her no leave, leave, and he's asked of her no leave. Now he's mounted on his brown steed, he soon ordain his men, and one and all cried out to him, oh master, you've darted long, long, oh master, you've darted long. Oh, I've ridden east, and I've ridden west, and I've ridden o'er the downs, but the bonniest lass that ever I saw, she was calling her sheep to the fold, fold. Taken the milk pail on her head, and she's gone lingering home, and all her father said to her was, daughter, you've darted long, long. takes no care of the sheep. For he's fiddled and they fall at the back of the down. And the fox has frightened me, and the fox has frightened me. For there came a fox to the fold door with twinkling eyes so bold. And there he'd taken the lamb that he did, or would rather be taken them all. Now 20 weeks were gone and past, 20 weeks and three, and the lassie began to threaten to frown, and to long for the twinkle in eye, bright eye, and to long for the twinkle in eye. Fell on a day and a bonny summer's day, as she walked out alone. That self-same troop of gentlemen come a-riding over the down, down, come a-riding over the down. Who got the babe with the bonny may? Who got the babe in thy arms? For shame she blushed and died, she said, oh, I've a good man of my own. You lie, you bonny, bonny may, so loud I hear you lie. Remember the misty, murky night, I lay in the fold with thee, I lay in the fold with thee. Now he's mounted off his very brown steed, he set the fair may on. Go call out your guy, good father yourself, she'll ne'er call them again, again, she'll ne'er call them again. For he's lord of 20 plough land, 20 plough and three, and he's taken away the bonniest lass in all the south country, country, in all the south country.
How about this? Steel, steel. 2007 Darwin Award nominee confirmed true by Darwin. Oh no, not again. This happens regularly. A pack of thieves attempted to steal and sell scrap metal from an abandoned factory in Kladno. This is in the Czech Republic. Unfortunately for them, they selected the steel girders that supported the factory roof. When the girders were dismantled, the roof proceeded to fall, fatally crushing two of the thieves and injuring three others. On a similar note, in the Philippines, three enterprising individuals tried to make a buck by selling scrap metal to the scrap heap. They entered a former U.S. military complex in Clark, Papangana, Philippines, before they stood the prize, an abandoned water tank. Bedazzled by the profit to be made, the three gleefully abandoned logic and began to cut the metal legs out from under the water tank. Guess where the tank fell? Straight onto the thieves. They have not yet been identified, as their bodies were severely flattened. Darwin notes, fatal inattention to gravity happens with alarming regularity. And on that grave note. Sorry, guys. That's it for me. Here's some music to speed you on your way, and Coffee Tea and Mama D will be back next week, and we will then know who is in charge in Ontario. So ciao, Bella, and have a great day.
What good are words I say to you? they can't convey to you what's in my heart. If you could hear instead the things I left unsaid. Time after time I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. Passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Thank you.